The Vermont Opera Project has a new production of Dominique Argento's The André Expedition. It's the tale of three Swedish explorers from 1897, at the height of Arctic exploration, who decide to fly a hot air balloon to the North Pole. The group is never heard from again until 30 years later, when their remains are discovered by a group of seal hunters.
September 18, a beautiful day.
This story took place a full 11 years before Scott and those guys made their way to the North Pole. So there's this question about the uncertain adventurer in all of us. What on earth possesses someone to strap themselves into a rocket and go to the moon? What on earth is it in all of us that wants to go climb the next mountain or figure out what's underneath the ocean? I mean, there's something intrinsically human in that in all of us.
Given to us by the king himself, we drank the king's health with royal hurrahs.
The song cycle itself is taken largely from their journals and their letters. The three gentlemen, there's Andre, Knut Frankel, and Nils Strindberg. Nils Strindberg was engaged to be married. He wrote love letters to his fiancée the entire time. So all of his contributions are these very sort of, until the last one, which breaks your heart, very sort of perky, like, hey, you know, we're walking on polar ice, and, you know, look at this great meal I made, and I miss you, and all of these. And then Andre, he writes very much about sort of ambition, and he was much older than the other gentleman. He was in his 40s, and they were in their 20s. And then Frankel actually, in real life, only ever plotted the stars and took scientific measurements. So he never, there's no journals of him. So that's where Dominique Argento gets to take his real poetic license. And so Frankel is really sort of a narrator. So he goes through and he sort of steers the entire work.
Well, it's a real tour de force for Michael Kioldi as well, and any baritone that takes on this piece, because you are portraying three characters. And we're not doing anything like having him find different voices for the different characters, but each one has their own energy and their own trajectory, and the songs are interspersed, so it bounces between one to the next back and forth. They have a dinner where they discuss, where they list everything in French. Chateaubriand and all the wonderful things they're having. And it's a really ebullient moment. So I don't want it to come across like the piece is nothing but depressing music about people getting lost in the polar north. There's some really great energetic moments too, which makes you, I think, draw into the characters more. I think that this is an extraordinary first opera for someone who, you know, might be put off by the idea of opera to venture into the waters of this. You know, it's in English with just a tiny bit of Swedish. And it's about an hour long, so it's a great opportunity, I think, to hear a world-class singer explore this music in text.
That was Quincy Brookerhoff, general director, Cynthia Stokes, stage director, and Laurie Rogers, music director for the Vermont Opera Project's production of The André Expedition.